No pressure there in the bottom of the 11th inning.
No, by that time, no. Yeah. Just another bat then.
Ramsey was talking to you. That last at bat, what was he trying to tell to you?
He was just telling me he had full confidence in me, knew that we've worked on everything that we needed to work on to get to that point. We've worked on points like that during practice, two outs, runner on third, get them in. We've been working on it for weeks in practice, and he said, I have full confidence in you that I know you can get up there and get the job done.
Psychologically, is it any different with the drawn in infield?
No, because, well, with my game, I hit line drive ground ball, so my goal was just to find a hole that they weren't and hit it hard on the ground, and I knew it would get by them.
Were you trying to look to go the other way, or just happened to be?
No, it just happened to be a curveball that I saw coming right into the zone. I knew that was the only place that I could probably hit the ball the best.
How gratifying is to come through like that?
Very. That was my first walk-off hit I think I've ever had, to be honest. So really? That was definitely something huge for me. Fairly, definitely. It was crazy. I'm still in shock about it, to be honest, but it was. It was something.
I guess it was big for the team, especially how the game transpired. You had the 4-0 lead, some errors, mm-hmm. bring them back in the game, and you guys didn't quit. You came back and pulled it out.
Yeah, shout out to pitching staff. They really worked their tails off up there, getting outs when we needed it. Had runners on second and third, and they were able to get out of that without scoring another run, which was huge for us and hitting-wise. Gave us a break every time we'd come back in, knowing we still – they had our backs on the mound. We had their backs on defense. Now all we'd have to do was get them in on offense.
Good to see Gibson have that outing his first time out. That's just another plus for the bullpen.
Huge plus for the bullpen. That's huge to see him throwing strikes, see him spotting up well.
What have you done over the last 8 months to make yourself a better hitter?
Really focusing in on what I struggled with and really getting with the coaches here at Tech and really focusing in on staying short to the ball, compact, and staying, I guess, smooth, more mm-hmm. smooth instead of trying to do too much with it. Playing my game is what the coaches are always telling me, is play my game.
I don't think you had a strikeout this weekend, did you?
I don't think so.
Hey, that's a big step, right?
Making contact.
Yeah. How close did you come to the ball that you didn't quite get to?
I really don't. I feel like I was somewhat close, maybe a foot or so, but I just had to go all out for it on that one.
We expect every time the ball goes in the air, even the impossible balls, we expect that you're going to end up with it. So, it's almost a surprise. Whoa. What kind of pride do you take in your fielding like that?
A lot of pride. I knew, especially coming off last year, I hit 155 for the whole year. And so I knew my hitting wasn't good then. I knew toward the end of the season, there's no need to stress and worry about focusing on trying to fix my swing, why help the team in any way that I possibly can, which is my defense, which is what I took pride in last year, mm-hmm. and really focusing on that and being the best that I could be out there.
I was when Austin was at second base, I think, when you got the hit. He looked like he was – your biggest cheerleader out there at second base while you were at the play.
Yeah.
Can you tell that? Did you notice that at all?
Oh, for sure. We have a bond like no other. Just mm-hmm. We kind of feed off of each other, so to say. And we've always been around each other our whole lives, so it's kind of like a second me.
What's it like playing behind Connor when he's throwing all those strikes, getting all those strikeouts?
Connor's probably one of my favorite pitchers to play behind because he spots up the ball well. I can see when I play center field, I can see where he's throwing the ball. I know he's going to hit the spot, which helps me and all the other outfielders read the ball a lot better and get better jumps in. They know that if they do hit the ball, it's mostly going to be either in the air or they're going to hit a ground ball.
What did you think about Bartnicki when he came in?
Huge for Bartnicki. Freshman coming in a tight situation. I remember my freshman year here, I pitched against Miami and didn't do that good, and it was a tight situation. But for Bartnicki to come in and to bear down to get those outs, that was very huge, really. Gave me some fire.
Any takeaway from the weekend for you?
Just good contact as a team as a whole. We all came together. It was not any individual. Nobody got down. Nobody was being selfish. Everybody played their part. Everybody did what they had to do to get the wins this weekend.
That said, given the way the first game went today, was it more important to win the second one?
Yes.
Especially since it was the last game of the weekend.
Yeah, just to win the series and to also see how we would bounce back to give us ourselves a challenge, because the first game didn't go how we went and we were down. Got it regrouped. Coaches got us up together. We got ourselves together, knew that we had to come out and play the best that we could this game, and it showed that we're actually able to come back from losing a game like we did and coming back to win.
Anything else? All right. Appreciate it.
What you could do on Sunday. You don't have a game.
Yeah.